That means it's time to open up the PC workshop and bid a very good morning to Martin Howe from IT Know How. Hello.
Morning.
How are you doing?
All right.
Good to see you. Are you better?
There's a little trace of man flu still there, but I have great sympathy for Darren, who's currently in the midst of it and everything else. And it is terrible, it is awful, and he does need all the rest he can get.
Because okay. Last week you left the studio spluttering.
Yeah, I'm hoping, touch wood, plenty of wood, that we'll make it through. So
good. Well, it's good to see you as always. Computer self-help, regular maintenance.
Yeah, funny enough, it was only as I was going through my notes, I actually realised it was only in September that we did this at last. Mm. But the point is, this is one of these things that you can all do to look after your own computer and to help alleviate the thing slowing down. Mm. So I often, you know, people say to me, how often should you do it? Monthly's fine. Or if you can't remember the last time you did it, then do it. So on the premise that I didn't realise it was only, you know, just, you know, end of October or start of October that I last did this one. Clearly, it warrants doing it again. So if I repeat it, you can repeat it, and therefore, in computer land there. Computers just create waste as they work, and this is the whole reason why you need to take action accordingly. As a computer turns on, it runs through its file system, it checks everything, it puts them all out there, and it gets on, it prepares to use the day to run the day, sort of thing. When you open something, it creates a temporary file. When you're on the internet, it creates temporary internet files, and all this, by virtue of it, it's temporary. It's all just rubbish. If you have an update, it installs some more temporary files. So they all need dealing with. There are two principal things that you can do in order to just keep your computer clean and tidy. This is your dusting and vacuuming that you should do, as far as it goes, metaphorically speaking. And by the way, incidentally, please never put a vacuum cleaner near a computer. I know lots of people like the idea of sort of like, well, if I just take the side off and clear the dust out, you will kill it. Static is a killer for computers. Vacuum cleaners, by the nature of them, create lots of static because you run it up and down on the floor, and it will kill your computer. So vacuum cleaners and computers should never meet.
Right.
They should never, ever meet.
Good tip.
Okay. Disk cleanup, disk defragmenter. It's actually called optimizing in Windows 8. So you're looking at it for a slightly different feature. But in order to get to it, unfortunately, now there are different ways of doing it. If you try to do it by just going to the file and running the program, so we'll do it in the same way that everyone can follow as far as it goes, which is going to my computer. So you're going to go to your C drive, as it were. So you find that for Windows XP, Windows 7 users, please click on Start. And then go to Computer or My Computer. For Windows 8 users, click on the folder in the taskbar at the bottom of the desktop. That'll bring up your little window that shows you your documents, your pictures, your music and your video.
Yep.
And on the left-hand side of that, you'll see something that says This PC. Just click on that. That'll then bring up a window, and you'll see in that window, for everybody now, you'll see C drive. So right-click on your C drive, and that'll bring up a little menu. That'll show you properties at the bottom of that list. Click on that. So we're now presented with a further window of information, and bang in the middle of that, there's a little pie chart that shows your current usage of your computer. In terms of how much space you've used up on it. And it'll show you, next to it, a little option called disk cleanup. Click on that and wait patiently. Now, this will take a few moments as it goes through the computer system and looks for all the rubbish, to then show you a table or a list of different areas that it's categorised everything as. The principal ones you want to make sure that have got ticks next to them are temporary internet files, temporary files and recycle bin. They will be the key ones. The rest of them, quite frankly, if you leave them unchecked, so take the tick out of the box next to them, that's often for the better, because some of them relate to log files. And if you're taking this action because your computer's running painfully slow, it might be because of you haven't cleaned it up, but it might be something else. And if you delete the log files, then people like me can't go in and actually diagnose what's wrong, because the log files have been removed. So as you've got your list of in disk cleanup, make sure you've got temporary internet files ticked, temporary files and recycle bin. Leave all the others unchecked, just for, truthfully, there's not that much under them anyway, and just leave it like that. And then click on OK at the bottom of that particular window, and then on Delete Files in the next window, because it basically sort of says, are you sure?
Yeah.
To do it. So that'll clean that lot up. That'll just disappear once it's finished doing it. So you're now back looking at that window with the disk cleaner, disk cleanup icon on it, or button on it. There's another tab there on that particular little option called Tools. So click on Tools, and you'll now see Disk Defragmenter. So click on that. In Windows 8, as I've said, it's called Optimize. So click on that. Now, in Windows 8, Optimize is an automatic feature. It runs all by itself, does it all automatically. It does rely on the computer being on for a period of time. It won't optimize just because you've turned it on. It'll optimize when it thinks you're not doing anything, because it doesn't want to interfere with what you're doing.
I see.
So right. Then there is, therefore, a reason to say, I will optimize this. In both instances, just make sure you've got the C drive highlighted. So just click on it once to make sure it's highlighted, and then click on either defragment or optimize, and let the thing have its head.
So it wouldn't do any harm occasionally each week just to put the computer on and just leave it. Just let it sit there, and if it has any updates to do or optimise.
We've talked about this before, this idea that if you go away on holiday and you come back from 2 weeks away and you turn your computer on and try and use it straight away, it seems absolutely horribly slow. And the reason it seems horribly slow is simply because it's desperately trying to update all the things it hasn't been able to update for two weeks.
Yeah.
So you are right. Occasionally, just turning it on and leaving it isn't a bad thing, because it can just sort of go off and do some of these bits and pieces, particularly, as I say, the newer ones. If you've got clever internet security systems installed, like Norton 360. Norton 360 is not just internet security. Norton 360, it will also do, and hence the 360 bit, it will also do some of this cleanup and defragging. It'll manage all of that for you. It'll help take care of your computer. That's the exception in some way. Some of the other internet security packages do offer the same sort of services. But it's better to know, with what I've just been through, it's better to know that you can do it yourself, that you can just keep an eye on it and just keep doing it. As I've said, these should be done monthly. If they're not done monthly, it's not the end of the world. If they're done weekly, that's not too excessive either. It's just, quite frankly, wasting your time in many ways, because you won't actually see a benefit. If you run it monthly, you'll never notice that you need to run it. If you only run it every 6 months, you'll notice when you've done it, blimey, that's quicker.
Yes.
So it really is one of these things whereby you're in charge of your own destiny here.
Yep.
Again,
yep.
Back to the dusting. If you don't dust for 3 months, you know you need to dust. If you dust every week, you think, why am I bothering? Because it doesn't look like I need to dust. It's one of those sort of scenarios. Moving on to continuing the self-help, your antivirus, I've talked about it before, your antivirus will run monitoring the programs running on your computer. So we're back again to Martin's analogy about this being a security company at a nightclub. They're stood on the door, they've got their list, they're checking who's coming in and seeing who's therefore active as far as it goes. And if the name's not on the list, it isn't happening, it's not going to go, and therefore, so they'll deal with it accordingly. What the security men won't do is they won't walk around the building unless you tell them to walk around the building and look for somebody. And in this instance, your antivirus will not necessarily scan the computer unless it has been scheduled to scan it when you know it's on.
Mm-hmm.
Or you actually go to it and say full scan. Or quick scan, or whatever scan you want to run, but at least run a scan. So it does mean you find in the icon on your desktop that says whatever antivirus you've got, double click on it to open it up, and then running a scan. Again, if you run it weekly, that's utopia, that's perfect. If you run it monthly, you're still actually ahead of most people. If you run it every 3 months, I'd still be delighted in some ways, because at least you've run it. The default for any of these antiviruses to run, given their own sort of like criteria, given their own scheduling, is either 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Nobody's computer's on at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning unless you're gaming or it's your daughter's nicked your laptop and has got it up in the bedroom and you don't know she's got it on, sort of thing. It won't be on at that time, so you need to take a little bit of action on this. Finally on this subject, backup. I just cannot emphasize enough how important backup is. People will go, oh yeah, I'm going to do that. I'll get that sorted. It'll be okay. It'll be fine. If you've got a backup, use it. If you can't remember the last time you backed up your data, back it up. If you've not got a backup, you're the sort of people that I meet each week that are desperate to make sure that they, you know, their computer having gone wrong, I hope you can get this stuff off. I've got my accounts on there. I've got my daughter's photographs from a recent wedding. I've got my baby photos on there. Whatever it might be. Or as I think I've told the story before of the man whose theses was on his computer and it wasn't backed up. So please, just back up. And if you're not sure, just ask somebody for help and they will help sort it out.
Because little hard drives, have a cough.
Sorry.
Little hard drives aren't too expensive these days. Particularly if you have a laptop, you can buy quite small ones, can't you?
Yeah, you can buy little portable removable drives. Yeah, removable drives cost you £50 to £60.
Yeah.
They don't need any power, so they just plug in. They're an oversized memory stick, is a way of looking at it.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, from that point of view, it makes it easy just to have it available. It makes it easy then it makes it portable in the event of a problem to take your documents and take them somewhere else and actually get them checked. So please do it. Please. I've got one more thing, if that's okay.
Yeah, do.
A little bit of a follow-up on my Windows 8.1 upgrade.
Oh, right, yeah, because Windows... I was using it yesterday. I was in a rush yesterday. I had to get some photographs to people in a hurry. You know, look, stop doing that. You know, right, I'll put this pane over there, right? You stay there. Now I want to click on this ping. No, I don't want you full frame. Stop doing that. And it can, you know, talk about skittish. Eventually got there, but it drives you bananas.
I was going to say, it does just require patience, I'm afraid, to use it in the way we traditionally use it, the way Microsoft have now forced us into these scenarios. There are, as I've mentioned in previous weeks, and again in the coming weeks, I will go back over some of these Windows 8 and Windows 8.1 bits and pieces so that people would get the opportunity to deal with them again. But it was just my... I went to scan something at the weekend. Nope, my multifunction printer would not do it, come hell or high water. The software is not installed. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. So I repaired it, I tried, and in the end, of course, it was that inevitable thing of having to completely uninstall the printer to reinstall it again. You don't realise necessarily until you actually go to your programs and feature folder or your add remove programs folder and look at how many little options printers add. I had 8. So I had to uninstall all 8 in order to ensure I had the thing completely out, because I'd already tried partially doing it and that hadn't worked. So I uninstalled them all, reinstalled the printer. Oh, it works perfectly now. But again, it's one of these. Yeah. It was working perfectly before I upgraded to 8.1.
But 8.1 simply didn't see it.
8.1 just decided, we'll let you carry on printing. We'll give you that false level of security that you think everything's okay. And several weeks down the line, I've gone to scan. No, you're not going to scan. We're going to make you suffer. But as I said, I've uninstalled it, reinstalled it, and it works fine. But it's just, again, as you come to do your upgrade to Windows 8.1, you will find there'll be casualties. I'm very sorry. You will find there will be casualties. And least line of resistance, don't fight it. Just uninstall whatever it is and reinstall it. Yes, it's a nuisance. Yes, it's irritating. But I speak from experience. It is the only way is actually to take it all out and put it back in again, because it doesn't like it any other way.
His shoulders have sagged.
Yes, very much so.
Martin, thank you. And all that and not feeling well as well. It's not good, is it?
Not necessarily.
Having to tackle Windows 8.
It was a bad weekend. It was a bad weekend.
Thanks. Good to see you. See you next week.
Yes, we're going to talk about email next week. Emails to watch out for. And I've got a little story to tell about an email account that I'll tell you about it next week.
Okay.
But I actually get junk email to an email account I've never, ever used.
Oh, okay.
How bizarre is that?
All right. Stay tuned next week. Martin, thank you. That's PC Workshop for this week. And Martin from IT Know How will be back with us next week on a Wednesday.